Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So God divided the nations. God did it. Now the Hebrews say, I'm not sure exactly how they get it, but the Jews say that were 70 nations. So God then has divided the 70 nations. We'll get back to that in just a moment. But we see that these people rebelled. When they got off that ark, God said to them, chapter 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah. His name means comfort, rest, consolation. Genesis 9, 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That means they're supposed to go all over the earth and resettle it. And he gave these nations. But they didn't obey God. They rebelled. And chapter 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. Shinar's Babylon, present-day Iraq. And they dwelt there. Tigris and Euphrates rivers are there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad from the face of the whole earth. This was man's attempt at unifying man. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they've imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence. They didn't obey him, but he worked his plan anyway, upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, or confusion, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon all the face of the earth. Now God has to redeem man. He has to redeem. There will be redeemed peoples unto God. And so he works through one of these families to bring the plan of redemption, and he starts now with the line of Shem, because that's how his plan is going to be worked out. Verse 10, these are the generations of Shem. And he names them all down there. And we get down to verse 26. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Verse 29, and Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Terah's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran and daughter of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarah was barren. She had no child. The name of Abram, you can divide it into two parts. The first part, A-B. You know from the New Testament that Abba means like daddy, and the word A-B, Ab, means father. So Ram means high. Abram was called a high father. He was either a tall man or he was a man of renown in his area. Now, Sarah has to do with what we get our word Tsar from, the Tsar of Russia, the Tsars, the leaders. And so we'll see her name change in his name as well. Chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, he has to work. God has to work through men believing him. He's limited himself to that. He has to work through men of faith. And we see in the New Testament that Abram had faith. He's the one I want to see first behind Jesus, because I believe we owe so much to him. And when Jesse went up to heaven and others went up to heaven, it wasn't Peter at the gate, it was Abraham as the father of our faith. And so we see God speaking to Abram, who lived in Mesopotamia, Babylon area, Ur of the Chaldees, between those two rivers, Tigris and Euphrates, present-day Iraq. He lived there. But the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Now he's going to work with Abram. He's going to work to bring salvation, his redemption to man, to earth. And if you work with God in God's plan, Satan hears. And you get marked out. And Abram got marked out as Satan trying to stop him. But God gives great reward and great covenant promises if you work with him. And so he made covenant promises to Abram, and here they are. Genesis 12:1, and the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. The first thing he gave him was, and you've heard this phrase, a promised land. That's their land. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. Do people on this earth know of the name of Abraham? Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. We see here that God's got a way to bring blessing to all. This is God's way. So Abram comes into the promised land. Verse 6, Abram passed through the land into the place of Shechem unto Alon Moreh, or the, we were there on a high mountain where a great oak tree is. The Canaanite was then in the land, and Jehovah appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And so we see promises throughout the whole word of God that he gave the land of Israel to the people of Israel. Here's something you need to understand from the East, from that way of thinking, from the way they talk. When you say Israel, you mean both its people and you mean its land, and they are not complete without it. Bless the Lord. If you say Jerusalem, you mean both the city and you mean its peoples. You and I are from heavenly Jerusalem. We are now citizens of heavenly Jerusalem. Bless the Lord. Now, it's an interesting to note, because remember, man was crowned with the glory and then he fell from the glory. And it's interesting to note a marvelous revelation that God gave us in Acts chapter 2 in Stephen's sermon. Acts 7. Turn with me to Acts 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 2. These things are very important. Stephen, on his way out of here, preached it. Acts chapter 7 and verse 2. And Stephen said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. Who was it? The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia means between the two rivers. Before he dwelt in Haran. And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and come into the land which I will show thee. The important thing I want you to understand here is the glory element. Because we're going to see that the glory, the presence of God, man was crowned with it. He fell from it. Satan thought that man and that glory could never get back together. So the God of glory, the God who's going to get the glory back into his church. Later on, we know Christ in you, the hope of glory, begins. And he's going to fill the earth with his glory. He begins here working with this man, Abram. And it says the God of glory appeared to him. Now, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32. God likes family, likes families working together. The Bible's very family-oriented. He started in the garden with the family. When he got and Abraham, I want you to see this, Abraham became a family. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob had 12 children, 12 sons. And so it's a family, and then they became a nation. They became the separated nation of Israel. So God always works through family. When he got ready to redeem Israel, he worked through two brothers and a sister, Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam, even though they weren't raised in the same household. When you get to the New Testament, Jesus' own cousin was his forerunner. And then in the disciples, we've got at least two sets of brothers. And maybe more, Jesus' brother James, who wasn't a believer when he died, when he was crucified, but later was, the Lord appeared to him. History tells us he became the head of the church in Jerusalem, and Jude wrote a book, and James did too in the Bible. They were brothers of Jesus. And so you'll always find throughout the Bible that God works with families, and it's the people in our society, they don't like it so much when families work together, but God likes it. So that's how it is. Bless the Lord. We go by God. And so the family, he starts with the family, Abraham, Sarah, their children, and then they have the 12 sons, and they become a nation. They actually became a nation when they were down in Egypt, and they came out of there a great nation, and then they meet God, and coming out of Egypt, they meet God up at a mountain, Mount Sinai. And here at Mount Sinai, God takes that nation and separates them from every nation unto himself. Chapter 32 we want from Deuteronomy. God gave them at Sinai his word. Bless the Lord. He said to them there, and this is given through Moses. He told them he wanted them to be a holy nation, a separated nation. Holy means cut out from all the rest. From all the rest of those 70 nations over there, he cut himself out a nation, and he told them he wanted them to be a holy nation, separated unto him, a chosen nation. Therefore, his purposes, and he ties them to bringing light and redemption to all the other nations. So here in the first five books of the Bible called the Torah, we have the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy. And in this chapter is really the whole, in a kind of a poetic way, is all the history of the nation. But we're going to skip here to verse 8. He's talking to Israel. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. God gave them lots of land, but he didn't give them the land that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When he set, God is the one who created this earth. God is the one who says where boundaries of nations go. When he did that, he did it in an amazing way. He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. And I want Betty, did we bring any...
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!